Right, that's it. We're done. David Brunnan is showing his wife Judith the boat, and the permanent crew are here, and we're about to go. Everybody else has left.
What a week, wow.
We got up early this morning. Funnily enough, we got up before the crew did. It was a fairly late night last night. Should have seen the bosun's face when he came out on deck and found people swabbing the decks, polishing the brass. It was a picture. Fabulous week. Sort of went a bit quiet on the audio boo because we were just too busy. I think the last time I had a boo was when we got into, well, we were on our way into Weymouth. We got into Weymouth. Following morning, came out of Weymouth and sort of took a long tack out in the direction of Portland. Went past Portland, hoping to catch the eddy, the tide eddy that's there, but we didn't get that. So we hung a left and slogged our way up. First sailing, but after a couple of hours or so, we'd made precisely 1.6 miles or so of easting. And given that we were trying to go east, square rigged vessels aren't so good at going to windward. This one won't point closer than 60 degrees to the wind. So we did that for a couple of hours, which enabled us to practice our tacking, which we got better at. And then we basically bunged the engine on and went up, keeping going towards Poole. And it was pretty bumpy, and lots of people didn't feel very well at all. But anyway, we did it. Then we got to Poole, spent the night in Poole, and yesterday set off early, slipped at 6:30 to get the tide as much as possible up through the Needles, which was actually really smooth because I think the skipper just hit it right. And then sailing and motoring. Bit of sailing at first, then we had the motor on for a while, and then back into our home port at Gosport. And that's it.
Fantastic week. It was brilliant. And really, really, really good.
So that's it.